Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies. Is it an all-time achievement for the Guardians or a collapse of the Tigers?
And where Shador was right and where Shador was wrong. It's all coming up on the Emerging Podcast Scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. You can't say the name first. It's redundant.
What do you mean? What is redundant? I only said it once.
You don't think it's wrong? Okay, no. So we just leave it as it was? Okay.
But I recorded all that, and that's going
to
be
Oh, okay.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
Next on.
Yeah, you're talking.
Oh, are we going?
Yeah.
Mic's on. It's ready to go on the fan.
Now you're yelling like
Oh. Are we going good? Okay, hi.
Hi, Kenny.
Welcome into the show.
Okay, I just saw a tweet from Spencer German, colleague of ours.
You want to ask this now? I thought you wanted to ask it on the show.
Well, no. This is a show.
This is a show. We got a show.
Spence says, when the Tigers wake up tomorrow, they'll no longer be first place team, all-time chokers, because he's responding to AJ Hinch comments.
Wow, tough talking Spencito.
So it got me thinking, like, normally in these situations where sports talk radio hosts, we make fun of the chokers. But I don't want to make fun of them. I want to talk up our accomplishment. I know we live in a world where we can do both. But the more we do
these things can be true.
The more we do the ha-ha, they're all-time chokers. They're embarrassing. I just think it is spending less time on the accomplishments of our team.
Well, I think that I don't think we should spend a four-hour show or the bulk of a four-hour show talking about them choking, and I don't think we would. I think we would talk about the accomplishment of the Guardians coming back.
Like, is it choking when, okay, Scooble throwing the ball between his legs – kind of does seem like a choke job.
Yes, it does.
Because he's unraveling mentally. He's doing things I would say he would not otherwise do. There is one video of him doing it on another play.
Oh, really?
And it ending
did
poorly.
It work?
No, it did not work. So maybe he needs to go away from that. The degree of difficulty on that seems kind of absurd. But like that part of it is, but it's like you've beaten them in two series now. You've been able, we're hoping to pull off the sweep today. So by the time people might hear this, if they're not listening to it live, maybe we didn't. I don't know. But that would be two sweeps of them under the biggest of stakes. These have all been playoff games for our team.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the most central question they would ask on like pardon the interruption or first take, which is it their choke or is it our accomplishment, us catching them.
If you give up a 15-game lead, I'm sorry, it's a choke.
Yeah.
But we beat them in six
I know
the
that.
That's what I mean. Like, it would be one thing if they were playing all different teams
if they would have just
and we were playing all different
if
teams.
If they would have handled their
and you
business
just compare the
against
record.
These suck-ass other teams that they played, which they lost to some bad baseball teams, got swept in a bad series against a bad baseball team. Like, if they would have handled their business against these other teams, you could beat them and take 5-6 or 6-6, depending on what it's going to be tonight, and it still wouldn't really matter. You'd still be six games or seven games ahead.
They were 12.5. They were 12.5 up on everybody.
But we also had to beat the other team.
I know we had to, and it's a great thing that we did. We should still be arguing for the wild card or fighting for the wild card, not the division. So us making the postseason would still be a great accomplishment, but it's a choke job of monumental proportions, and it's a bigger choke job than it is an accomplishment. It's just the truth of the matter. There's three wild card spots now that you can get. You could get the three wild card spots, and we were never like out of the wild card.
Yeah.
We were like 4.5 most, maybe 5.5 at one point. But we were able to overtake those teams because of the Guardians' accomplishments. But 15.5 back, remember when they were 15.5 back, they weren't even in second place in the division.
They were in fourth.
Yes. So you have to have a bigger choke. As excited as I am for the Guardians, bigger story is Detroit choking.
But we're doing something potentially historic with our pitching.
It's awesome. It's very awesome, and that's great.
So you think, like, our pitching marks against them is more them than us? Even though we've been doing everybody.
But again, our pitching marks against who? The Tigers?
The Tigers, yeah.
No, because I just said you should be able to take 5-6 or 6-6 by the end of this night. I don't know how they're going to fare tonight. I don't know what the final's going to be. And it should still only matter where, like, okay, now you're 7.5 games closer, where it shouldn't matter. They should already be in the postseason if that were the way. Like, that's where I'm saying, like, you've done a great job against them. And I would go, hey, if we play them in the wild card, would this all add up? But I'm not, because they had such a tremendous choke. So it's a choke.
I saw the odds back in July. Somebody had it up. We're 50-1 for us to win the division.
Well, somebody's cashing in.
No, but that, I don't know. I saw 50-1, and I'm like, all right, so if I would have bet $100, I would have won $5,000, whatever, give or take.
That's a lot of money.
And I feel like that's not good enough. I feel like it's more improbable than that.
15.5 games should have been like 1,001.
With our offense.
Yeah, but the house has to win. Yeah, so those are the right odds.
Yeah, but as a Guardians fan,
the house should have cleared on that. This is improbable.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, if you would have told me, we weren't paying attention to it, and this show doesn't really pay as much attention to it, but if you had told me, Lima, it's 50-1, I'd been like, no, I'm not betting that. That's not valuable enough. That's not worth it. We're not going to win the division. Our offense stinks. We got two guys suspended. When did they get suspended? Oh, and I know it was staggered, but
like a week before what's his name got suspended at the beginning of July. Class A got suspended at the end of July.
Okay. So, well, we didn't know about that.
This was
entirely
like 6 days before the trade deadline or something like that.
But that would not have been cause for me to go, oh, now's the time to put $100 to win $5,000. I've been like, I need to win $50,000 for me to even think about dropping $100 on that, because it looked like they had zero. I know, Owen, you did continue to say, well, we're playing them, and the schedule softens. And then we get to play them head-to-head. But at that point, especially after the suspension stuff, I was like, holy cow. And we knew we were going to sell at the deadline. You know, I know Santana was after that, and the Bieber part of it. But, you know, we didn't know what to expect out of Bieber. And Santana was really just – we made the argument then. Was he holding us back in playing Manzardo or getting the kids
well,
in?
Well, even then we were still talking about, you know, DeLotter coming up, and where were we going to put him?
That's
and
right.
Kafis and getting him, you know, because Kafis didn't even come up until, you know, after July. And then they finally got him in there and then started to get him at bats and first base. But he was in right field, and he still is in right field for the most part. But
see the Jason Lloyd article here?
So we have in our hands, Mitch,
I disagree with Jason,
printed it out. Now, we were going to get into this on the show, and then we got a phone call from
Chris Castellani,
the dude from Detroit.
I hope I'm saying his name right. I think I am. He didn't correct me.
I was literally mid-sentence. You teed this up for me.
I know. And then I looked over and went, oh, we got to take this call.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm glad we did. So,
hell yeah.
Sorry, Lloyd. Your
backseat again,
thought-provoking,
Lloyd.
Riveting piece of journalism about Shador Sanders in week four, because that's who everyone's talking about. Ooh, is Shador Sanders.
Tough talking tone. Tough
what
talking
was this?
Jason.
Talk about content creation.
It's going to be a fist fight between you two next week.
I mean, Jason's boss. Are you going to write something about the Browns? Are you going to write something? Yeah, Shador Sanders. Okay. So
you know people are going to look it up. They're going to read it. We're reading it.
So the basis of this article was Deion Sanders going on the Heights podcast. We played that audio for you earlier in the week, and Sanders went on a whole thing, the dad went on a whole thing about, you don't learn in this league on the bench. You know, the league is not for development or whatever. And that's why it said, go to Cleveland. Don't go to Baltimore, where you're going to be sitting on the bench forever behind one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and two-time MVP Lamar Jackson. Like, go to Cleveland. They go through six quarterbacks a year. Like, you're going to get an opportunity in Cleveland. You agreed with that. I understood your logic in agreeing with that. And then, and all the examples are in here, the Jordan Love, the, you know, Patrick Mahomes, obviously Aaron Rodgers. And what was the deal with Hurts?
Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick.
Yeah.
And they still had Wentz. Wentz is what's coming off another one of his.
Wasn't there another one who played ahead of Jalen Hurts? Or was it just Jalen Hurts?
I think it was Wentz.
Okay. Maybe you're right.
Well, yeah, it wasn't right. Nick Folk, right?
Oh, and maybe it was Foles.
You're thinking of Foles.
Foles, yeah.
I don't think it was Foles.
How quickly we forget Nick about Folk a Super Bowl a champion.
Nick Folk was a kicker.
So there have been examples, obviously. I think you can find examples of anything, to be honest, about the quarterback clock. And now, you know, with all the Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold and Geno Smith, and maybe Daniel Jones, I think it's a little early, but maybe that's another one to add to it.
Where I think Jason is right is those teams have technically developed guys, but they've been first or second round guys, okay? Where Jason, I disagree with Jason on, can't call him wrong, take my wallet out of my back pocket. Where I disagree with Jason on is that he lists Shedeur Sanders with fifth round picks, and he does say that the league believed he was a fifth round pick. That's why they let him fall enough. So that's why I disagree. They do not believe, and I got to tell you, I think the majority of the general public does not believe he was a fifth round pick. No, I'm not talking about anything nefarious. I think that they believe he's more talented than a fifth-round pick. So if he doesn't believe he's a fifth-round pick, then he should be more ready to play than what a usual fifth-round pick would be. Now, where I agree with Jason on, I just said I disagree with Jason, and Jason was wrong just to get people's attention.
Because we don't like him.
Yeah, because they know that we'll get into it. But where I can see Jason's point, and I think I agree with Jason's point, is that when Deion says I didn't learn anything on the bench, yeah, it's because Deion was always the best when he was on the field. Until the very end.
What bench in any walk of life? You're talking about a guy that I think his freshman year,
Deion Sanders never didn't start.
Even baseball, he was a starter on their team that finished fifth in the country in baseball. And do you know about his track exploits? He was all conference.
I watched him run out of the tunnel in Indy, and that's all I needed to know about his track stuff.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. He wasn't sitting on any benches ever in his life, ever, 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 ever. And then when he wanted to go to TV, he went right to the top in TV. And then when he wanted to go coach a team, he got to coach a team in college football. Like, that guy never sits the bench. It's Deion freaking Sanders.
He will always be a star. He was always a starter, so he can't share that. He can't share that experience that his son has, that any of his sons have. I mean, I think Shiloh's probably been benched before. Deion Jr. obviously has, and now, you know, Shedeur. Not benched in the classic sense, but you get what I'm saying, being a backup. Deion never had to deal with that. I don't think ever. But when they believe that he's better than a fifth-round pick and can show it, I'm sorry. I know he's right. Cleveland is a better opportunity to play sooner than it would be with Baltimore or would it would be with Philadelphia. Now, the thing about developing, I think that we need to change our mind about some of this stuff, because now I think we're kind of going back on quarterbacks because the position's changing so much. So there was a time where I think that there was a lot of people who it was the classic sense. You did not really play as a rookie. There was a veteran who played ahead of you. You sat, you learned, quote unquote, and then you would eventually play. And some guys just never got off the bench. Some guys would be taken as it was a different game in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s. Now we know what it's become ever since these guys really became stars going back to the 90s. Now I think it's changing back to where we don't really know what we have with these guys, and you're starting to see it click because they're getting older, they're getting wiser. So maybe it is clicking with Daniel Jones. Maybe he isn't just a glorified running back now. It clicked with Geno Smith. It clicked with other guys. And I think that you don't want to be, like, the Browns have to avoid being next year somebody's first stop. You're Baker's first stop. It's clicking with Baker. I know that there were two other stops. I know. But you don't want to be anybody's first stop again. So you need to develop it. So I think he's right where I think the future of the NFL is developing guys. I think that we could take a guy next year, and he very well could not start week one. I don't know who the veteran is, but you could look at that situation just like we did with Baker Mayfield. And it's like, hey, you took the guy number two overall, three overall, whatever. He may very well not start week one or week two or week three. Fans will say that's nuts. But I think that the evidence shows you that, man, there's a lot of guys starting way too soon, and it's affecting them. Guys are being figured out. They don't necessarily know what it's like or what it takes to get over being figured out, because every QB gets figured out. It's just they do things. They up their game. They change their game. They're able to do things differently so it keeps defenses on their heels, or they're able to beat these defenses. Like Patrick Mahomes has been figured out. They know what Patrick Mahomes is going to do. He's just better. Same thing with Tom Brady. That's what made those guys legends. So for these guys, now they're just being brought to justice. I mean, C.J. Stroud's struggling. Bryce Young, I worry about him. I think he's probably going to end up struggling again because I don't know where his ceiling is. You're seeing a lot of guys who, you know, Bo Nix kind of, defenses are seeing him now. Like, you're getting a bit of a mixed bag now instead of these guys just taking off. And I think it's partially because of the lack of development that they have in college. They have to play. Like, DJ Lagway has to play. There's no waiting. He has to play. And I think that now, because of the money, though, guys are going back and probably making the smart decision. Drew Aller made the smart decision. Garrett Nussmeier made the smart decision. Cade Klubnik would make a smarter decision. There's a lot of guys going back, so they get more seasoning. I also think offensive linemen are as dreadful as they've been in years of watching the offensive line. They're off their marks. They don't know how to come out of a huddle. I don't know if they actually have a position where they can learn their feet and learn their steps. And they are getting beat by tremendous athletes. The athletes playing defensive end, edge rusher, are the best they've ever been. Myles Garrett is such an incredible athlete. Aiden Hutchinson, such an incredible athlete. These guys have got track star speed, and they got size with it, and you can't keep up with them. And offenses are finding it to be a slog, I think. There might be sloppy football that leads to high scores, but it's not good football. So now with us, we'll have to figure that out. With Shador, that was a long answer for Shador. Shador just wants to play. So while it might be the wrong thinking, what Jason says is true, I don't think it's 100% where Shador and Deion are right and Jason's wrong. But if you wanted to play, this is the place you come. It wasn't even going to be the Jets. It wasn't going to be the Saints. Those are probably better.
Well,
those are probably decent options. They're not better than the Browns.
Where else? Because remember, we had Kenny Pickett. We had Flacco, and then they drafted Dylan Gabriel ahead of him. That's why we had four quarterbacks, and it was the mess, quite frankly. It's what we said all along. It was a mess of a situation. It was very unorthodox. Is there anywhere that he could have been drafted and been the backup?
Shador?
Yeah.
The primary backup?
Yeah. I don't think so.
No, probably not.
I mean, so he already had that working against him. Like, okay, if Baltimore would have taken him, who is Baltimore's backup right now?
Oh, I know this answer, too, and I can't think of it offhand.
I can't even think of it.
I'm trying to remember.
It's not Cooper Rush, is it?
It is Cooper Rush.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
It's Cooper Rush.
So would he have had a chance to beat out Cooper Rush to start out the year? No. I don't think so, because Cooper Rush has started how many games in the NFL,
yeah.
Right? So Baltimore, in a season they're trying to win the Super Bowl, they're not going to throw out rookie Shador Sanders if Lamar tweaked his hamstring and have Cooper Rush have to play the first 3 weeks of the year. There's no way. There's no way. So it wouldn't have been there. It wouldn't have been anywhere. I mean, is there a scenario? I don't think there is. What was the other team? Philadelphia? Who's Philadelphia's backup right now? It's not Kyle McCord. It's Tanner McKee. Could he have beaten out Tanner McKee for the backup?
Yes.
Would have been competition, yeah.
How many games has Tanner McKee started?
One, if that.
Boy, that is interesting. Philadelphia might have made more sense.
It might have.
How is that their backup? I guess maybe they trade for somebody if Jalen Hurts
gets hurt.
Down.
Jalen gets hurt every year for a game.
They have Sam Howell as well.
Okay. Ooh, Sam Howell.
No, they would trade for somebody. If he was going to miss.
I'm thinking of Sam Hartman.
If he was going to miss a month with a meniscus or whatever, they would trade. They would make a trade. They would have no problem doing that. So maybe that's their thinking. And Shador would not be the starter there either. So I guess that's the reality of that situation too.
Hey, man, I think we're getting to the point where no matter what, he just probably would not be the primary backup.
But what about the reputation part of this?
Jalen Hurts played a full season in 2023.
I've seen a lot of people who reacted to the Adam Schefter report, which has now been confirmed that he did not want to go to Baltimore and did not want to go anywhere where he didn't think he had a chance to play quicker. And so he went to the bad Browns. That's what it is. We just, in his mind, Browns are bad.
Well, that's what I said.
Always looking for a quarterback. Yeah. Okay, he's going to go to the Browns. Not that, maybe he doesn't care anymore. He already knows he has a lot of people that hate his guts, even though we've been charmed by him since he's come here. We've been absolutely charmed. There hasn't been as much on Shador. Like in training camp, he was doing a bunch of workouts and going to high schools. And he's even went to high school games. Is he doing that anymore?
Probably. It's some.
But
it's,
I haven't seen him.
Is it not being filmed? I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
You don't think anybody told him to stop, do you?
No, I don't know. You don't have to go to a high school game every weekend.
No, but he was doing a lot more then. Maybe now it's you have a full-time job. This is your job. You have every day there is a routine. Now, training camp's a little bit different in that regard. Maybe they say, hey, take a day off, go do what you want. I don't know, though, because the NFL, you still have off. If you win, you have Victory Mondays off. I wonder what Shador's doing on Victory Mondays. See the first.
I don't think they get Victory Mondays.
Okay.
With the Browns.
Is he the first one in? You know, you're not really hearing about Shador because there's no reason to talk about Shador.
Is he the last one out? That's my question.
Well, yeah, he's got those extra reps after practice.
Lots can be the first one in, but you have to be the last one out, or being the first one in doesn't count. That's what makes it the storyline.
But the development part of this that Deion is talking about, the NFL is not where you develop. But you do have a quarterback coach, and I'm sure he has his personal coach, too.
Yeah, but personal quarterback coaches, that's mechanics and stuff. I don't know if they know scheme. That's a lot of stuff where it's repetition and mechanics. A lot of learning how to break bad habits. You know, feet, a lot of footwork stuff, that type of thing. Quarterback coaches, though, it's, you know, how you're going to fit into scheme, how you're going to do this in Kevin's offense or somebody else's offense. They have a lot on their plate. So the development thing, I don't know how much you really develop in season. You only get a short amount of time to develop. That's why it's like it is plausible. While I don't think it's going to happen, I think he will play, it's plausible that he doesn't play this year. Totally 100% plausible. Because the most of your work that you can get in with everybody is in the offseason. And he wasn't in their offseason program until May last year. So you can get there and work with some guys in the offseason now that you're with a team. But I think it becomes difficult to get all those reps in and do all those things unless you're staying extra like he's staying.
Well, so Jason Lloyd in his piece at The Athletic, because if we're talking about what areas does he need to develop, I know there are Shador fans who don't think he needs to develop at all. They're like, he's a first-round pick. He can come right in and play right away. Okay, that's ridiculous that you just assume these guys don't need to get better.
Hell yeah.
We bring up Mahomes all the time, admitting, you know, in year two or three, he still didn't know how to read certain things. So you're always kind of retooling and getting better. Jason Lloyd said, I already had one opposing NFL coach text me over the summer, and he said this on the air with us too, that Shador plays on, quote, tape delay and is incredibly late delivering the ball, nowhere close to where the ball should go on some plays. So, he ended up being a fifth-round pick, regardless of whether he should have been a first, second, third, fourth, or fifth. A lot of teams passed on him a bunch of times because we do know in a desperate league, if anybody thought he was the key to turning their franchise around, they would have taken him.
Yeah.
So, like all quarterbacks, he has stuff to work on. I am wondering, like, is that enough? Get a couple packages in at the end of practice or whatever. Is that going to be enough to truly get better? Running some scout team, even though we found out after the fact he wasn't the main and central scout team quarterback, depending on the week and who they were going up against. Because scout team is not supposed to be for him to get better. Scout team is supposed to be for the starters to get better. So that's always the main thing, even in a season where you're not supposed to be all that good. You tell that to Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry.
Yeah.
As they are almost lifting each other up, like Dirty Dancing at the end of that game in the tunnel after they beat the Green Bay Packers.
Can I share another thing with you here before we get going? The old era of college football officially died 2 days ago. We are officially 100% in the NIL era. With Mike Gundy gone, we are officially in the new era, fully in the new era of college football. He was the last holdout.
How long had he been there?
He had been there 21 seasons.
Whoa!
That's true. He was the head coach for 21 seasons. He's there even longer, I think.
Yeah.
I think he'd been there like 38 years between playing and coaching.
I think he's actually done coaching. He was very loud about, don't bother me in the spring with your agents. He is a guy. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Dabo is the last holdout. Maybe Dabo is going to be that guy. But
what about Ferentz?
I got to tell you. Who?
Ferentz.
Kirk Ferentz? Yeah. No, they went out and got some guys, NIL. Iowa's got money. Iowa's got some money. But they just didn't get some of the right. I mean, they went out and got a quarterback that was supposed to be the Tim Tebow of FCS, and he's not been good.
But you remember, I had to look it up because I'm like, that doesn't sound right, but I remember the bowl game. Do you remember who Mike Gundy succeeded?
Hold on.
They played against Ohio State in a bowl game. That's why I remember this. I'm pretty sure.
Who?
Was it?
Les Miles.
Oh, my God.
Did we play Oklahoma in a game we didn't have a quarterback in the second half?
That would have been way long ago, like 22 years.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, was Ted Ginn running quarterback?
No, that was before Ted Ginn. That would have been like
What year was that?
That had to have been like 03, 04, if it was Les Miles.
Okay.
Because
correct me.
Because LSU won it with Saban in 04, yeah. Right? And then Saban left right okay. after that. And Les Miles replaced
him. Wait, was Gundy the coach when Ohio State beat them in the Alamo Bowl?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, okay. They all merged together.
He was a man. He was 35 then.
Man, that's a long 21 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
I thought Mike Gundy was fun. I did think he had you saw the writing on the wall a couple of years ago, then he had a pretty decent year and it kept him. I was hoping he'd be able to stay and kind of finish it off. Like, hey, like I think that Sam Pittman at Arkansas, I think he'll actually finish the year and then he'll like take a role within the administration. From anybody I've ever listened to. There's history there, and I thought Mike Gundy might do the same. I think Mike Gundy's going to go and do television or politics or something like that. I think he's done coaching. Unless they were to change back, I think he's done. He definitely had a fight about it. Now, I think that the one-time portal is going to help a situation.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Situation like Oklahoma State, but his ways, he was an old, I think he was more old fashioned then, and he's definitely really old fashioned now. And I think he was the last bastion.
And he was
of,
selling that.
Yes.
Because you couldn't be Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You didn't like the proximity to Dallas and everything for Oklahoma. You were never going to be Oklahoma. You were never going to get better players in Oklahoma.
Nope.
So you had to do it a different way. You needed a coach with a distinct different personality, and I think he made it work for many, many years.
And that Oklahoma State's a weird place because, I mean, they've had Jimmy Johnson. They've had Les Miles. They've had Mike Gundy. They've shown that you can win there, which is a weird thing to do because, I mean, there's big brother, little brother stuff there. But I think that he's the last bastion, because I think Dabo's going to have to get to a point where this year, like, you look at what Clemson's schedule is and just how disinterested they seem to be. Somebody asked me over the weekend, like, are they going bowling? I'm like, yeah, they'll go bowling. They'll be 7-5, go bowling. And they're like, eh, I don't know. Like, it was like a thing. They were looking at the schedule. I'm going, dude, you're in the ACC. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
They had Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson.
So for debt, but that was back when it was bigger, faster, stronger. There was no NIL, and you could do Clemson things like what Kevin used to talk about it back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's getting paid, so there's no seedy underbelly that you can go and take advantage of when it's all above board. So now in this arms race, you don't have what it takes, or you're not willing to do what it takes, like transfer portal stuff. He is definitely against it, but because he's won 2 national championships, because he's had that success, because he's that defensive over his success, will he do what's necessary, meaning hit the portal, NIL, to bring in these guys? He may not. I mean, he loved his team coming in. And a lot of people loved his team coming into the season. I think they were top five.
They thought this was going to be the comeback team.
Yes, they were top five to some people. Now they might just be young, and they might get some guys back next year because they're not playing that well. But I still think you're going to run into some problems there. So maybe for Dabo might be the last holdout, and I'm just not seeing it. But I think it really dies in earnest with Mike Gundy being gone. And now we're starting to see the push here where there's a lot of as crazy as this is. See, Ohio State, that's the reason I want to bring this up. Ohio State fans don't realize this because you're one of the haves that the second NIL opened up, you were jumping in. There was no hesitancy.
There was an easy transition.
It was an easy transition. I can make jokes all I want to. It ain't true.
I know what you're
saying. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, some ways.
Carly says, I don't care. It was an easy transition. You look at what Virginia Tech did last week. They fired their head coach, Brett Pry, and their AD immediately went to their regents, or they got some board. Everybody's got a different name board. They immediately went to their board and said, we don't spend enough money. Our expectations are more than what our budget is. This is Virginia Tech. These are people who enjoyed a national championship-style run where they were in the championship game at one point, and they have fallen on hard times. Well, you can expect all you want, but if you're not willing to pony up, then your expectations are not going to be met, and you're just going to blame the next head coach, and you'll blame the head coach after him. So he was able to wrangle, I think, $42 million for next year and over $200 million over the next 5 to 6, because the ACC is a winnable conference. You are kneecapping yourself. Now, after 2030, I don't know what their situation is going to be within the Power Four, if the ACC is going to survive. But you still have 4 solid years where you have a vulnerable now Clemson team. You have a Miami team that I still believe is going to be year to year. You can't count on Miami long term. They're always going to be year to year. I think they're the real deal this year. I think they're that good this year. Now, Carson Beck's arm, I'm worried about that elbow. It looked like he had lost some velocity the other night against Florida. But this is a winnable conference. They have a golden opportunity. UCLA has always been little brother in the Los Angeles area. Will they have the funds to go out and get somebody serious? And then will they be able to get players that
UCLA?
Are serious
here?
I don't know
the
if they are.
No. The answer is no.
But what I'm saying is, if Virginia Tech has it in the coffers, how many schools are actually holding back? Like, you can blame coaches all you want. You can get as mad as you want to at coaches. But there's definitely schools like... because you still have older. Remember, you still have older people who are in charge of where this money goes.
Yeah, but like,
and they don't want to do it.
UCLA's money has nothing to do with football. So they're billionaires and they're well educated people that have gone international and made billions of money. They don't care about football. So UCLA is doomed. How about this, Kenny? There are 136 FBS teams. Obviously, Kirk Ferentz is right now longest tenured coach. He started in 1999. Then it's Kyle Whittingham. Then it's Troy Calhoun at Air Force. Dabo, okay? Mark Stoops. Dave Durin, I forgot, with NC State. Jeff Munkin. Number 9.
Who is this for again?
Number 9, longest tenured FBS coaches. Number 9, it was crazy because I know it was a long time ago now, but they had Bill O'Brien, is James Franklin. If he is the ninth longest tenured coach in college football, 136 games, 136 teams in FBS, what does that tell you? The transition is almost complete.
Yeah.
You are almost on the other way out of it.
But it also, it tells me that my own thoughts about college football, the romanticism is over, and that when it ends, it's going to end poorly for everybody. Underline for everybody. Which is something that, like, I thought Mike Gundy, like, there was a time where we're moving on from, like, I really did think they were going to have a press conference at the end of the year and be like, Mike has decided that he's moving on to an administrative role or he's going to do television and shake it. Like, remember when Andy Reid went in and, like, didn't he accept a football, like, from the Philadelphia media? And it was all like, hey, it's not working out anymore, time to go. And everybody, like, parted as friends. It ain't going to go that way for anybody anymore. It's just not. And I don't know what's going to happen to it, but
hey,
man.
John Cooper was accepted again at Ohio State.
That's absolutely true. Time will heal wounds. Because you start to go, well, you know, he did win the Rose Bowl in 97. And, yeah, you know, I mean, that was a really bad team he took over. They lost to Indiana, and he had to get him going. Yeah, you know, John was pretty good. Like, you start to think about it afterwards after things have calmed down. Yeah. But, man, it's I don't know. It's part where, like, of all people, like, I'm not the biggest Mike Gundy fan in the world, for crying out loud, but, like, of all people, it's, like, kind of makes me a little bit like, there goes that era. Like, we're not going to be in that era again. Like, I think at some point the powers that be will come together, and I think they're going to cap it some way somehow and find some way to do it. I think they'll work with the government to cap it somehow so it's not like antitrust and monopolies and all that other crap. I think they'll come together on something, but, man, it is a different era, and we can never go back. And Mike Gundy did a hell – I mean, when you go 21 years, this is why – when I look at longevity of some coaches, I'm like, yeah, I know you guys think that this guy's a loser, quote unquote, but being able to stick with a place for a long enough time like that, that's a hell of a feat. I mean, Ferentz being at Iowa for what, 27 years it is now? Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a feat. 21 years for Gundy's a hell of a feat. And we're getting to the point now where is it nine years for Franklin?
Yeah.
How long has it been? 9 years for Franklin's a hell of a feat. College football is a-changing.
Two MAC coaches in the top 15, Chuck Martin down in Oxford and Chris Creighton at the factory at Eastern Michigan.
But not Jason Candle, which somehow they decided to just lose to, was it Western?
Yeah.
Lost 14-13 to Western?
Yeah.
What are you doing, dude? What is that? That's your guy. That's your guy. Clean up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.